So in the, we sang the first song, talked about God of our strength, we wait on thee. And that kind of tied in with my devotions this morning that I was thinking of. And then the other, the second verse is the one that caught my attention. It says, to thee we lift our joyful eyes. So if you look, you see that Fanny Crosby wrote this song, and she was blind. And yet she talked about lifting our joyful eyes to God. So, and I thought that, you know, we haven't seen God, and yet here we are waiting for him. So I'm going to read in Matthew 24, and I'm doing a bunch of reading, not doing a lot of commenting here, but Jesus, Matthew 24 and 25, and talks about being ready, I guess, and waiting on God. And so what are we doing? Are we ready for Christ's return? Are we doing what he called us to while we're here? So I'm going to start in Matthew 24 at verse 36, and I'm reading until the end of chapter 25 as well. Okay, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, talks about Noah, how it was in Noah's time. People weren't aware of the flood that was coming. In fact, they probably laughed about it. And yet the flood came, and so they weren't ready. Two women, talks about two people in the field, and the two women. Obviously, it sounds like one was ready, the other wasn't ready. And then the wise servant, who was looking over his mat, doing what he was called to do, being the servant that God, that the ruler wanted him to be. But if we're not ready and we're not doing what we're called, we will be surprised when he returns and talks about being carousing and partying and getting drunk. Okay, going on, chapter 25. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So here were these 10 bridesmaids, is the way I take it. And they were, it says, basically they were in the same condition. except five were wise and five were foolish. And where it talks about foolish, it basically means unprepared. They weren't prepared for the bridegroom showing up. Five of them, they all had lamps, but five had brought extra oil along. So apparently the bridegroom is delayed, but when he finally comes, I mean, they were all doing the same thing. They all slept, but five of those were ill-prepared. They weren't. They hadn't prepared for the bridegroom's return, and so they didn't have oil for their lamps. So are we prepared for when Christ returns? Have we made preparations? Okay, going on to verse 14. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the five talents went and traded with the same, and made them five other talents. And likewise he that had received two, he also gained other two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath ten talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So here Jesus tells a parable about the giving of talents. Not everybody is given the same amount, whether it's talents, responsibility, or whatever it might be. But God gives us according to what we need or what we can handle. So, you know, one had five and he made five more. One had two and he made two more. The other one had one, and yet he did nothing with the one that he had. So are we using the talents, the time, the money that God has given us? You know, we can't accuse God of overwhelming us, because apparently he knew that the one servant could only handle one talent, and yet he didn't handle that one well. So are we doing what God wants us to do now? And then going on to the end of the chapter in verse 31, it says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So, talking again about the final judgment, are we clothing the hungry, feeding the hungry, clothing those who need it, someone who needs a drink, the little things in life, are we doing what God has called us to do? Are we ready? So part of it, the first parable, I guess I was thinking it's a state of mind of being prepared. Are we ready? Doing what God wants us to do. Second one was actually the actual preparation, and five of them were prepared. And then the third parable talks about doing what God wants us to do, what God has called us to do. And the fourth one is talking about kind of going above and beyond and helping others where we can help them. And I think that's how we are prepared. So are we prepared for Christ's return when he comes again? And so we need to be prepared, our minds as well as actually our actions. So let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, we thank you that we can be together in your presence this morning. Help our hearts and minds to be open to your word. Help us to prepare our minds and our bodies for action, what you want from us, to see the needs around us, to be willing to respond, to do the duties that you've called us to use our time and talents and money wisely, so that we can be wise servants, that you will reward us for what we have done and how we have lived, and help us to do what is right. Pray that you would bless our service this morning, that you would be with the Sunday school time and the preaching of your word, and pray for many others who are gathered together as well. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.